USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Medics in Gaza are reporting the death toll from an Israeli airstrike today is 42 people. The United Nations Security Council in New York had an emergency meeting to discuss the escalating violence in Israel and Gaza. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the violence. He said he's now calling for both sides to return to the bargaining table.
The only way forward is to return to negotiations with the goal of a two-state solution, leaving two states side by side in peace, security, and mutual recognition, with Jerusalem as the capital of both states.
In the Israeli city of Ascalon, one building suffered a direct hit. Health officials in Gaza say the recent Israeli airstrikes have killed nearly three dozen Palestinians. Egypt is trying to help broker the peace talks between the two countries. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
Just a few days after she was ousted from Republican congressional leadership over her criticisms of former President Trump, Congresswoman Liz Cheney told ABC's This Week,
I won't be part of whitewashing what happened on January 6th. Nobody should be part of it, and people ought to be held accountable.
This week, the House could vote on establishing a bipartisan commission to investigate the violence on January 6th at the Capitol. She also said the false claims about the election are harmful.
To cause that kind of questioning about our process, frankly, it's the same kinds of things that the Chinese Communist Party says about democracy, that it's a failed system, that America is a failed nation.
Cheney's replacement, Elise Stefanik, says the party is unified.
We want to focus every day on exposing the border crisis, the economic crisis, and the national security crisis in the Middle East, because it's having an impact on everyday Americans' lives.
Stefanik on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A tiger that was lost in Houston is finally found after nearly a week on the loose. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
The Bengal tiger that had been missing in Houston for nearly a week has been found. The tiger has been taken to the city's animal shelter and is said to be secure and unharmed. The man last seen with a tiger in a West Houston neighborhood last weekend was out on bond in connection with a 2017 murder case and has since had his bond revoked. Houston Police Commander Ron Borza says the incident should be a warning to people against having exotic pets like a tiger in their home.
In no way, shape, or form should you have an animal like that in your household. That animal is only 9 months old. It already weighs 175 pounds, full grown. That animal can get to 600 pounds. It still had its claws, and it could do a lot of damage if you decided to. Luckily for us, he's very tame, and he will be going to a sanctuary tomorrow, where hopefully he'll live the rest of his life in a very safe environment.
The Tiger King's Joe Exotic has revealed he has prostate cancer. The former zoo owner took to Twitter on Friday to share his cancer diagnosis and once again pleaded for a pardon from President Biden in the wake of his illness. Exotic, who is 58, was convicted on 17 federal charges of animal abuse and 2 counts of attempted murder for hire in his plot to kill nemesis and big cat rescue owner Carol Baskin in 2019. He was sentenced to 22 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.